What is up? It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show featuring Leonard Golub. Leonard is the founder and financial advisor with New Capital Management. We had an awesome conversation that, of course, started with two truths and a lie. And then we got into what the true benefit of working with a financial advisor is. We talked about the importance of the necessity of being empathetic, holding space for people to talk about the things that are most important to them. We talked about the value, the unprecedented value of giving somebody your undivided attention, just how important that is these days. We talked about how Leonard never wants a client to have regret at the end of their lives and what you need to do along the way to ensure that you don't get to the end of your life and look back and be filled with regret. We closed with two great difference-making tips. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Leonard, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
George, I bought my first $100,000 of NVIDIA stock in 2000.
Ooh. Okay.
My second is I once spent a couple of weeks hanging out with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm.
My third is I play guitar in the Overcommitments rock band.
Wow. Wow, Leonard. 100 grand in NVIDIA years and years and years ago. I'm about Gwyneth Paltrow. You are a guitarist in a rock band. Well, you are an interesting man. I'm already gathering that. I'm going to say that the lie is the NVIDIA one.
You got it. I wish I had.
That would have been an excellent decision.
I'd be on the remote island right now, sitting on the beach and in my castle.
So did you meet Gwyneth from your work in rock and roll?
My best friend from college left sophomore year to go out to Hollywood. And a very talented guy, and he his career progressed, and by that a few years later, I had moved back to Houston, and I got a call from him one evening, and he said, "My new girlfriend is making a movie in Austin," We knew each other earlier in life when our parents worked together in the show that they were making together, The White Shadow. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to come to Houston and visit and hang out with you a week before she's got this movie. At this time, she was 20 years old and was just getting started. And the rest is history. They came, they visited, we hung out, we went to Galveston, Texas, and then we went to Austin. She was making a movie at the time called Flesh and Bone, and so I got to go be on the set and got to meet Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan, and we all stayed at the Four Seasons, and you could tell back then. This young lady is going to be a star, absolute pure star power. It's a real thing, you know, and it was absolutely obvious. She met my family and so on. So an interesting true fact.
Very cool. Very cool. And the band, how often do y'all perform?
We don't play a lot. We played a few weeks ago in something called Law Rocks, L-A-W, Law Rocks. It's a benefit that's held in lots of different American cities that's put on by, it's a nonprofit that does charity work. And so money is raised and it's a battle of the bands and it's held every year. So we play that every year. We won the Judge's Choice Award last year. This year we didn't. Yours truly had some equipment problems.
Ah.
My effects processor like went out right in the middle of the set. And so we had to scramble, but we still got a good, like a runners up award. And then we play maybe a couple of times a year in some other things. We're as the name indicates overcommitted, so we're limited in what we can do, but we have fun with it and it keeps us in touch with our instruments.
Well, I think that that's awesome. All right. Well, well done. Well done. Well done. What is top of mind for you right now?
George, I'm an advisor, and our company is a registered investment advisory firm. And if I'm ever asked what's top of mind, the answer never changes. Our clients are what is top of mind for us. We think about them every day, work with them every day. Our clients and our business and how we engineer our business and change our business so that it works better for clients and helps our clients do more. Your show is so devoted to doing really important work and helping people think holistically about money. And we are doing our very best to practice that on a daily basis with our clients. And so there's not anything that ever displaces that as top of mind.
And you've been at it for a little while. How have you seen, has your approach changed? Has the markets changed? Has the economy changes?
Everything changes, it's the great thing. Everything changes every minute. When I first started the practice, I wasn't really in touch with this more holistic form of practice. Like many advisors, I think fewer and fewer, but like many advisors at that time, a meeting would be a review of performance returns, and here are some numbers, and maybe a few other things like comments on markets, but that was the extent of it. And I felt like I'm really missing something in the early days. Now, granted, we didn't have the number of clients we have now, but I could tell that even with the few number of clients I had starting out, I felt like I was not really getting to the core issues that clients faced. And I was really lucky to discover the work of George Kinder. I don't know if you've had George on the show or anybody who's worked with George, but I went and took some classes with George, had a big influence on me, and really began the process of helping me establish some frameworks about how to really work at a deeper level with clients to understand what their needs and their goals are and who they are and where they come from and what their relationships look like. All the things that you really, really have to know to be able to truly help someone and advise them about what to do with their lives and what to do with their money. And so what I've seen is that the industry has come that way and is continuing to come that way. And that's really, really a wonderful thing to see. That's the biggest change that I see is that as portfolios have become more commoditized, I mean, let's face it, you can get a good portfolio by pressing a button on any number of websites. But what can't be done by a website is to really understand you and your relationships and help you and your money work for those relationships and in your own life. And the good news is that the industry really has changed in various and is changing in very substantial ways so that more and more people are getting the true benefit of an advisor. I think that's the main change. Of course, we have ETFs now, whereas if we go back to 2004 when I started the company, they were there, and certainly they were coming along fast. So we've seen changes in the investment wrappers that we use, but and that's good. That's good innovation, and that's had a very good benefits on the tax management side of things and the tradability of instruments. It's been a golden age, I think, for investors as they've gotten a fairer shake on management fees and a fairer shake increasingly on advisory fees. And so all these changes are to the good in how the industry, the business has developed. And I think there's a lot more ahead of us. The advent of AI is just an astounding thing. It allows us as advisors, I mean, talk about change. It allows us as advisors to do a better job for clients. We had a client, a couple who are from Texas, live in Texas, but they got tired of the heat and they decided that they wanted to purchase a property in Michigan, where one of the members was from. And so they did, and it's a rural property, pretty sizable, 90 acres and a house. And there are legal issues that go along with that. Does it go into an LLC? What are the agricultural exemptions that happen in the state of Michigan? Before AI, we'd have thrown our hands up and said, we don't know. You got to call a lawyer in Michigan. And now we can simply ask the question. Here's the situation. It's in Michigan. Does the property need to be held in an LLC? What are the exemptions? And we get an answer. Not that we're saying that they shouldn't look into it and get legal counsel and make sure that those things are firmed up. But we're able to advance the ball for clients in this world that is emerging with AI and do a better job for clients. So what a dramatic change that is. So it has been a lot of change over the last 20 some odd years since I started in the business.
The true benefit of an advisor. I like the sound of that and trying to figure out exactly what that is, which is what re you're really describing. I'm a guy that if I'm left to my own devices, I'm going to try to boil the ocean. When we can do so many things for clients, is it we do you invite them to go deeper? Maybe some want it, not everybody does.
It's a great question you ask. And we do our very best not to say too much about what our first meeting with a client is going to be like, what our discovery meeting is going to be like. My office is physically designed so that it is a very private, confidential, more of a living room sitting area for half of it. I'm in the desk side talking to you right now, but the other half is comfortable and ensconced in the corner, looking out with some windows over a nice wooded area. And so we bring clients into that environment the first time that we meet with them. And our discovery process is designed, yes, to very holistically, very organically have a free-flowing, wide-ranging conversation with some guidance from us. It's kind of what you do here on the radio show, is to give a light framework, but give plenty of space for the clients to tell us all sorts of things, what's important to them, what's their background with money, what is their upbringing about money and their family. A lot of those things have very tremendous influence on how people are later in life and can often be helpful, but they can also be hurtful and stunt people's growth and maturity around money. And people continue to have habits and behaviors around money, even when their money has changed, even when they may have a lot more of it, they may still act as if they don't. And so your show is based on alignment, and that alignment has to happen. You have to have alignment between the amount of wealth that you have and the way you behave toward that wealth. And so there are all sorts of behavioral things that occur. We're able to identify those things and see those things. It's not rocket science. It's devoting the time to the clients on the front end and in that discovery meeting so that those things come out. And so for us, a 2 hour first meeting, a 2.5 hour first meeting, a 3 hour meeting, sometimes there has to be a second first meeting. We want to give plenty and plenty of space to that prospective client to have those conversations. But we don't tell them when they're coming in that this is what the conversation's going to be, because, it's going to then be more scripted for them. And so our job is to get that conversation off and going in a very comfortable, organic, and holistic way. And we do that. Our clients tell us that we're able to accomplish it and that we get results. I've had clients tell me within 30 minutes of the first meeting, you know me already better than my current advisor knows me after 20 years. And that tells me we're doing the right job.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. Is it that some people just haven't come to the realization that there's a different way, and I believe a better way, and so they're just doing 60-40 and we're going to manage your money and that's kind of going to be it? I'm
Yes, I think that's right. Lack of realization, lack of penetration of the model. It takes a lot of time for an industry that's been built for decades on a complete focus on the monetary or financial aspects of it. It takes a long time for that to change. There is changes of mind that have to take place, changes of process, and opening up to other ways of doing things. And when you're talking about an entire industry, it's just taking time for that to happen. But it is happening. The good news is that people can now get the advisor that they need or want or deserve. There are so many models out there with 15,000 independent RIAs. I think that's the number. It's the one I hear. Maybe it's 20,000, whatever. It's a lot. People can find the right advisor for them. And that is a fantastic situation. Whereas if we went back, of course, 50 years ago, there was the wirehouse model. And that's pretty much what there was, the wirehouse model. Nothing against wirehouses. I went to Amherst College, where Charlie Merrill went, and so I have a tremendous amount of respect for what he accomplished in the firm he built. And there are fantastic advisors in all sorts of different frameworks and structures in the United States and across the world. So that is the good news to everybody today, that you can get the advisor that you want. And what we're trying to do at New Capital is we're really trying to set a very high bar and a high standard for what can an advisor provide to clients? That is what we're always thinking about. What more can we do? What can we do better? What are we not doing that we should be doing, et cetera? These are the questions that we're always asking ourselves so that we can advance the business and ultimately serve clients as best as we can. And we get a good run for our money from things like robo advisors and now AI. People can go put portfolios into AIs and get an analysis of the portfolio back. So all that's really good, and that keeps us on our toes. Had a client meeting yesterday. The client said, I put your portfolio, kind of trying to do my Texas accent here, I put your portfolio into AI and asked it what I thought about your model portfolio, and the room got silent. I said, yes. He said, says it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Says it's a good portfolio and you're doing a good job. So that's good news, George. But, we got AI breathing down our necks now, and that's a big change.
Yeah, literal robo advisors coming our
Yeah,
way
that's
soon.
exactly right.
You thought the Terminator was bad, Leonard. So I'm of the mind that our undivided attention is one of the greatest gifts we can give to another person. I've always thought that that's true, and it's never been truer than it is today. And that you're able and willing to do that. And as a busy professional with many clients, many years of service, to sit down with people for however many hours they're willing to sit down with you, and you ask good questions and you listen. What is your desired deliverable? How do you want your clients to feel at the end of your time together?
It's a great question. I just want to comment on your, before I get to
Sure.
that answer, I want to comment on your observation that the greatest gift you can give is undivided attention. You just summed it up. We could end the interview right now, and there's really not much more that I can add to that. The gift of undivided attention is what we, at least in those early meetings, we are trying to give. And it is a special thing because how rarely do we get the undivided attention of somebody else who is listening to us talk about the most important things to us, who we are, what our relationship with our spouse, who is always sitting right there in the room as well, because we won't take a meeting with a single spouse. That doesn't work. So your observation is exactly right. And I hope your listeners, I'm sure they have learned that over the years and brought that into their own lives, whether that's in their professions or in their personal lives. The way we regard success, which I think is really what is at the heart of your question, is, and our time together, we want our time together with our clients to be all the way to the end. to the end of their lives is our goal. We want to be with them throughout that process. And the way we can say that we've been successful is we want our clients to have no regrets. That's it. We don't want them to say, I could have done this with my money. I should have done this with my money. Or I wasted a bunch and I shouldn't have. Whatever it is, we do not want regret to be there at the end of the line. And we see ourselves as crucial advisors and crucial partners in helping our clients be able to say that. I have no regrets. I did it my way. But that means that we have to know ahead of time what it is that we're planning for and what are the things that would cause regret. We have to know that on the front end so that we can get to work quickly and immediately toward making those things happen. Now, we don't make those things happen. We help to create the space, the permission structures, the guidance, et cetera, for the client to be able to do those things, to say yes to those things. And we don't always succeed. You know, that's where behavioral issues, psychology comes in. And so we have to work very, very carefully to understand the psychology of every single client. There can be clients who have a tremendous amount of money and will not let themselves use it. And we may never get there, but we have to try. We have other clients who may be challenged to develop the savings that they need to have. And that may involve a whole other set of actions and prescriptions. And we have to be very, very careful to be able to make recommendations and be very gentle about how we make those recommendations. So it is critical in the early days that we understand what our work is, who our client is, and how this work is going to be done so that, yes, we're able to say we succeeded and the client is now living a life where they don't have regrets or are minimizing them and are maximizing their set of opportunities and surmounting their set of challenges as best as they possibly can. And everyone is unique. There is no financial plan. There is no profile that you can take from one person to the next. There can be similarities, but every single situation is unique. Every relationship that the client has is unique. Every aspect of their financial resources and how it applies to their set of expenditures and their career and their upbringing, all of it is going to be unique. And so this is a critical thing that an advisor practice with an understanding that this person who is before you, to whom you are giving undivided attention, they are unique. And so we have to grant every single client who comes through our doors their uniqueness.
That's beautifully said right there. I appreciate all of that. Somebody did research on the four main regrets of people at the end of their lives, and I'm sure you're familiar with those. I'm not going to try to repeat them, but to help people avoid those, to not have those regrets at the end, whatever they might be, I think is profound. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Leonard, you already given us a lot. We're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Well, the first one sort of, I'm just going to say, get a great financial advisor. Get the one who understands you. You can. And if you don't have that person, keep looking. I really think it's one of the most important decisions that you make in your life, maybe second only to who you marry or who your partner is. I really think it's that important. This role of holistic financial advisor is becoming a critical role. I'm not going to say more than that of a therapist. My wife is a therapist, and so they're very, very, we don't fix marriages. That's not what we do. But we're able to act across a much broader range of activity. And so get yourself a good financial advisor, especially if you feel like you're stuck. They can be very helpful. So, but my difference-making tip is I want to advise people to have humility about how they think about money. I want to encourage everybody to think that the way they are about money, the way they think about money, requires humility. What you're thinking and you're doing may be right. And I'm not just talking about, oh, should I make the Roth conversion or not make the Roth conversion? I'm not so much talking about those mechanics. That's relatively easy. I'm recommending that everybody always be humble in their minds that maybe I need to think a little more deeply about what I'm doing with my money, how I'm thinking about it, how I'm treating it, how I'm spending it, how I'm saving it. That's the space that you need to be open to be able to make change. And I see far too many people who get set in their ways about their money. And it can have really devastating consequences if you continue to engage in behaviors, thought patterns, and so on for long periods of time. You can really make some mistakes. You can make mistakes of commission, things that you do, and you can m make maybe even more so mistakes of omission, things you should have done or should be doing that you don't do. And so the way that you can guard against that is to make sure that you are humble in the face of money and you don't think that you know it all. And an advisor can help you do that because if you leave space, an advisor who knows you will be able to step in. You'll be giving some permission to be able to offer some thoughts about it. And the advisor is in a position to help you versus if you close it off. And there's no advisor out there who doesn't have clients, maybe every client in their own way who closes off potential opportunities. But you can help the advisor by coming in and saying, I'm open-minded. I want to think if I'm pursuing this career in the right way. I want to make sure that I'm setting my estate planning in the right way so that I don't leave my money or a bunch of money to purposes that are less than what I think are optimal. That's an example in the estate area. So that is my difference-making tip. Be humble with regard to your money.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Leonard, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they connect?
So our website, George, is New Capital MGMT. So management is abbreviated MGMT, New Capital MGMT.com. And capital is TAL. New Capital MGMT.com. And my email, people should feel free to email me, is easy. LG@newcapitalmgmt.com. I'll welcome any inquiries and be happy to talk with anyone who's interested
Excellent.
at that email.
Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Leonard your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to newcapitalmgmt.com and learn a little bit more about what Leonard and I have been talking about and get in touch with him to have a conversation. I think that would be a pretty good idea. Thanks again, Leonard.
George, it's been a pleasure to be on. All the luck to you. Keep it up as you push toward episode 500.
Thank you, brother. Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.